Welcome to Big Country USA's Nashville Now. It's Tom McKay in the studio with Randy Houser. Hey, yeah. How was your Christmas? You know, it's not too late in the new year to ask about Christmas, is it? How did yours go?
It was great. You know, I mean, West was, he was excited, but you know what? This year he really didn't care much about anything but, you know, the wrapping paper. You know, he didn't really understand what was going on, but he loved tearing that paper up, you know. And he, you know, we didn't go crazy with gifts or anything like that. He got a couple of things, and they've come in handy, something to keep him busy, you know. I mean, you know, Santa Claus brought him a couple of things too, so.
Right.
And we'll, but yeah, it was amazing. I can't wait till the next Christmas to where he really kind of understands what's going on, and, you know, try to teach him that, you know, the main thing is we want to make sure that he understands that what Christmas is really about, and that it's not just about getting toys and, you know, all that. We want him to understand what Christmas really is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got three little ones at my house too, so I get it.
Oh, really?
It was great to hang out with them on Christmas morning.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, they tear the house up and make a huge mess, but it's a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah, you understand that.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing, though.
So tell me about the name West.
West? We just like the name West. I mean, it's just, it's not Weston or Wesley or anything. It's just W-E-S-T. His name is West Yantz Houser. His mother's maiden name was Yantz, Y-N-T-Z. So, and her father, Bill, who's my father-in-law, he'd never, he had three girls, never, always wanted a boy. And so, whenever we went to have West, I told Bill, I want him to have your name too. So he said, you'd never had a boy. And so that's his middle name, is Bill's last name. So he really appreciated that.
I'm sure.
And I wanted to do that for him.
And you know, he's got to feel honored by that. And what a great story.
Yeah.
So looking forward now to the new year. And I mean, I guess it's still kind of a new year. It's still in the first month here, so you know, your new record came out back on the 22nd. What are your plans now moving forward?
Ooh, we gotta really start writing for the next album. Touring, we're doing a lot of our own dates, club dates and fairs and festivals. We'll be doing some dates, I think eight or ten dates with Miranda and Dirks, and that's gonna be a lot of fun because I really love both of them as people and artists. They're just cool, and that's gonna be a lot of fun. Just continue doing what we're doing, start making another record. That's one thing we got to start doing, because this one took almost a year.
Randy, thanks so much for coming in and sharing with us, and hey, you want to do the honors here?
Hey everybody, this is Randy Houser. This is my new single, How Country Feels.
You forgot to say on Big Country USA.
You were raised on an asphalt farm. Ain't never heard a rooster crow. Never walked barefoot by a river. Felt the mud up between your toes. You never rode in the hay. You never thrown it in four wheel. Climb up on in here, girl. Let me show you how country feels. Put your hair down, get you some of this laid on back. Kick your shoes off, kick them off, get you some of this slow down fast. I'll take you up and down these hollers and hills. Let me show you how country feels. Ever watch the sun go down from the bed of a pickup truck? Ever been so into somebody, still lying there when it comes back up? Girl, what do you say? We cut a path through that cornfield, park down by the water. Let me show you how country feels. Let your hair down, hair down. Get you some of this laid on back. Kick your shoes off, kick them off. Get you some of this slow down fast. I'll take you up and down these hollers and heels. Let me show you how country feels. Let your hair down. Get you some of this laid on back. Kick your shoes off. Let your hair down, hair down. Get you some of this laid on back. Kick your shoes off.